On an impulse, Christian drove to the Santa Monica Pier, where he parked in the lot and was instantly hemmed in by his security crew, who were the very best money could buy, and who, to a man, wished Howard Christian had never learned how to drive. Christian unwrapped a hamburger, studied it critically, removed a dangling string of Bermuda onion, and took a bite. "Professor Wright," he said, "do you believe time travel is possible?" "Oh, brother," Matt said. "Howard, stop calling me professor, and please tell me you don't want me to build you a time machine." Christian stopped chewing. "I had a lot of time to think on the plane ride down," Matt said.
"And what did you think about?"
"What you might be willing to pay me $2 million a year for, plus a large research and development budget. I was pretty sure it wasn't fly-tying lessons, and aside from that, I don't have a lot of special skills other than a knack for mathematics."
"Some knack? I can't follow your papers. Mentioned for the Nobel Prize."
"It's just a beauty contest. And don't feel bad about not understanding the equations. It's only on my best days that I understand them myself. Your reputation precedes you, Howard. I'm not talking of the engineering breakthroughs that made you rich. I mean your enthusiasms, your penchant for
herring off after a wild hare, that's what somebody once said about it."
"There was that rigid frame airship you were talking about a while back," Matt said. "Whatever happened to that?"
"That's still in development," Christian said, a bit defensively.
"The Neo Zeppelin project, codenamed Zipper, was actually in the prototype stage and had thus far eaten well over $100 million of Howard Christian's dollars and returned nothing." "Twice the length of the Hindenburg, was it?" Matt asked.
"Just about."
"Pretty expensive to fill it with helium."
"We're using hydrogen."
Matt laughed in real admiration.
"That will be a real heavy lifter, so long as you can keep it from exploding." "Not a problem. There won't be anything aboard that can make a spark. Carbon composite construction throughout."
"I also heard you're trying to clone a mammoth. Anyway, knowing just these things about you, I asked myself what a man like you would want from a man like me. You offer a lot of money and a ride in a fancy car and a fine meal," Matt gestured with half a hamburger, "and then you casually ask if I believe time travel is possible. The conclusion I draw is that you may want me to make you a time machine and get you a mammoth. It's wild, but it's all I can think of. Now, tell me where I went wrong."
Christian didn't say anything for a few moments. "First, answer my question. Is time travel possible?"
"Without question."
"You're talking about something on the subatomic level, aren't you?"
"Sure. There's a type of quantum entanglement whereby two particles can influence each other, even though they're separated by many light years of distance and thousands of years of time."
"Okay. Hypothetically, then, is it possible to build the kind of time machine, the kind that..."
Christian spread his hands wryly.
"That a man like me would want to buy?"
"You're talking about a fancy bicycle with a crystal handle and rotating thingamabobs and so forth like in a movie?"
"More or less. Something that can get a useful mass from time B to time A."
"Without killing it?"
"Sure."
"I'd have to say no. See, the theory allows for moving in any direction through time, but it forbids the transfer of any information that way, whether the information is a single one or zero bit, or the information in, say, strands of mammoth DNA, or the rather more complex information that is the molecular makeup of a living body. And Howard, I really hate to tell you that, because I was getting to like this lifestyle, and now I have to say I can't take your money. That is, if building a time machine was what you wanted to hire me for. Was I right?"
Christian looked at the sea and the big Ferris wheel, and when he turned back to Matt, there was a measure of satisfaction there. "You were on the right track, but not on the money," he said.
"Excellent. That's where you learn things. So how did I go wrong?"
"Not enough information." There's always that danger. Christian turned the key in the ignition, and the V-12 engine rumbled powerfully. He put the Duesenberg in gear.
I don't want you to make me a time machine, Matt. I already have one. I want you to see if you can fix it.